Hi there, it's Pride Daily for Thursday, the 100th this year. Woo! This claims a group of male professional footballers in Germany are about to come out as gay. A newspaper there reckons they'll do it on May 17th, which is the International Day Against Homophobia, Biphobia and Transphobia, all to do with an initiative called Sports Free, aimed at encouraging people working in football to come out. Germany's Thomas Hitzlsperger announced he was gay after his professional playing career ended 10 years ago. He tells AFP he wants his story to help other footballers.
Hopefully, by talking about it the way I do now, it encourages some others because they see they can still be professional football players, they can play at the highest level and be gay. It's not a contradiction, and therefore, hopefully, it gives some encouragement to young players.
A documentary is planned about the players coming out, called Hide and Seek. Only a handful of gay male professional footballers have spoken their truth around the world. A silly little bigot who vandalised a rainbow pedestrian crossing in New Zealand will have to pay more than $16,000 to fix it. That's money he could have spent on therapy. 31-year-old Ford O'Connor covered the road in Auckland with white paint last month. He's linked to the Christian hate group Destiny Church, which is very anti-queer. And the Pet Shop Boys reckon their new album, which is out tomorrow, is their queer album. Nonetheless, is the group's 15th release. They say it's inspired by LGBTQ+ trailblazers, including gay playwright Oscar Wilde, plus the video for one of the songs features a glory hole. And having glossed over that reference, as you may have seen in our socials, we've got a special series on LGBTQ+ trailblazers next month. I'm Kev McGrath. See you tomorrow.